I am Public Investor 12-03894, found in bad faith for telling truths Wall Street wants covered up. I prefer being called Six-Pack Sally, swinging at low-hanging fruit on Wall Street. And over the course of 9 years, after the Securities and Exchange Commission asked me to be their investment client whistleblower, a victim of Don J. Bennett, the hoodoo investment advisor was found guilty on all 17 counts as charged. I've become a voice for investment clients, a voice for the good investment advisors. Please subscribe to my podcast, become a Patreon. Now, my heart don't break for Warren. Warren's holdings, according to Buffett's 13F filings, include Apple, $52,850,000,000 Bank of America, Wells Fargo, Coca-Cola, American Express, Kraft Heinz, U.S. Bancorp, J.P. Morgan Chase, Moody's Corporation, Delta Airlines, Bank of New York Mellon, Goldman Sachs, Southwest Airlines, General Motors, Charter Communications, for a total of adding up to $212+ billion for some, just some, of Buffett's holdings, just some. Buffett and Berkshire shared with Ponzi scammers Karpoff, Jeff, and Paulette a race to open pockets up to keep the money streams flowing in. The buzzwords these days, renewable energy. Buffett was in bed with Silicon Valley businesses pushing that message. Messages like with Wall Street are paid for with dollars. In Wall Street's case, monies funneled from investment client victim losses, money funneled into slush funds, or in the case of Wall Street, IVP. We will talk. How did Buffett's scam get found out? I have a thought. A tie to another recent FBI matter involving race cars and on track to incarceration time in jail. Or not. That said, the tip was lit by a former employee, allegedly, reporting speculation the Karpoffs were involved in investment and tax fraud. This tip came public when crime reporters reported on California FBI special agents raiding the home and headquarters of Jeff Karpoff. Karpoff is the CEO of DC Solar Solutions. Jeff Karpoff, the founder and CEO of DC Solar Solutions, a company that designs, manufactures, and leases solar-powered mobile generators, light towers, telecommunications equipment, and electrical vehicle charging stations. Karpoff was an auto mechanic by trade, built up a company called Roverland USA, allegedly one of the largest Land Rover and Jag repair facilities. Supposedly, a customer asked if Karpoff was interested in getting involved in the solar panel business. Jeff Karpoff told an interviewer, "Solar sounded fun." Selling, Karpoff said, a megawatt worth of solar panels to Spain. So, Jeff told Paulette, Karpoff's wife, Jeff would build a solar system on a trailer with generators and batteries that will replace diesel generators. Karpoff's twist on solar panels was putting them on wheels, on trailers, to mitigate solar panels being stolen from sites where solar panels sit public. Some solar panel users, it seems, are weekend sunlight-saving people, not on site all the time. Karpoff was a mechanic with a fabrication skill, had owned a body shop, was good at building things, knew about welding and paint. So Karpoff implemented his idea, bought a trailer and steel. The idea grew. Karpoff outfitted a client's emergency equipment vehicles with the idea that Karpoff could outfit power emergency phone systems, water purification systems, even houses. Pricing was not paramount to Karpov. Building something that worked was responding to demand. Then Karpov set out to learn about tax credits, renewable credits to build a financial model to keep growing, to build brand awareness, hence the affiliation to the NASCAR Xfinity Series, the racetracks, 1,500 units at 16 tracks, soon enough putting money back into track sponsorships, as Karpov described it, not to forget partying with Fireball singer Pitbull, and building Karpov's own personal fleet of 150 or so cars, including three Bentleys, a 1926 Ford Model T, 17 Dodge Rams, 15 Chevy Camaros. Pitbull performed at Karpov's Christmas party, Shades of Enron. Grow they did to over $60 million in sales, even powering movie sets, working with the DOT, Department of Transportation, a major player in the renewable energy industry. They also bought dozens of properties, some of which were rental properties. Some of the real estate firms mentioned in Philip's report were named Dog Blue, Dora Dog, Brandy Boys, and Foo Dog, all of which are tied to the Karpovs, some owned, some rentals. They also used $19 million of company money on private jet service. Transfers also were made to the Martinez Clippers professional baseball club account. So in the matter, I was the whistleblower on for the Securities and Exchange Commission. Since 2010, Don Bennett, the Hoodoo investment advisor, was the public face of her scam company. Don Bennett did the meeting, and then Bennett's associates stepped in. Bennett owned properties in West Virginia, Maryland, paid $10,000 a month for a rental in New Mexico, where Bennett wanted federal court Judge Paula Zini to send Bennett to for home arrest, from Maryland. And there is that connected address in Connecticut, off the radar of the U.S. attorneys in USA versus Don Bennett, et al. FBI Special Agent Phillips said the husband, Jeff Karpov, sought investors, assuring investors of tax credits of up to 30% of the total investment and ability to deduct depreciation of the generators during a five-year period. It is DC Solar's solution. Promoting DC Solar gives investors access to renewable energy assets that gave the Securities and Exchange Commission the regulatory agency's opportunity to slip itself, the SEC, into another way to make money, again on the backs of robbed investment client victims. A document in the bankruptcy case filed for representatives of the Securities and Exchange Commission said the commission said it is investigating the Karpovs and other debtors for securities fraud. There is no securities fraud. Ponzi scams are oversight of the Department of Justice. The Securities and Exchange Commission is not turning Ponzi scams over to cops, just as the Securities and Exchange Commission did not turn over Madoff, Bennett, Theranos, and countless others to law enforcement, to cops. DC Solar Solutions is headquartered in Benicia, California. DC Solar Solutions, DC Solar Freedom, and a slew of other corporate affiliates. Chief Executive Officer Jeff Karpov lives in Martinez, California, 5300 block of Stonehurst Drive. The Stonehurst address was the subject warrants executed. Gina B. Swanky, FBI Public Affairs Specialist, confirmed We cannot comment beyond the confirmation of activity at this time. Witnesses said employees were escorted from the Benicia Industrial Park site, where DC Solar Solutions building is located. Don Bennett, the Ponzi scammer the Securities and Exchange Commission asked me to be the whistleblower on, had dozens of companies, over 500 plus online social media identities. Oh my God, I can barely remember my name, let alone hundreds of names, dozens of company names, juggling to remember, to keep them in the air, to keep them out of hands of cops, of law enforcement. Oh my God. Summer 2017, DC Solar approached Phoenix, offering free solar lights and electrical vehicle chargers. Phoenix was happy to accept. DC Solar Solutions sold their solar generators to investment funds, which could claim investment tax credits worth 30% of the cost of those units. DC Solar Freedom was advertised intended to exploit those generators to power video monitors as a new source of revenue from digital advertising security and data analytics. 2018, Phoenix, Arizona, fell under the Jeff and Paulette Karpoff spell, accepting about 90 solar lights and generators in parking lots and near dog parks throughout the city. Phoenix got the units for free from a solar company in California. Mark Hartman, Phoenix's chief sustainability officer, who oversaw the rollout of DC Solar Freedom's trailers, said that the city had no comment on the allegations against DC Solar Solutions, nor would anyone expect Hartman to speak without a lawyer present. Phoenix has no financial ties to DC Solar Solutions, Hartman says. Phoenix has a signed license agreement stipulating DC Solar Solutions pay Phoenix a nominal fee of $10 to operate its trailers on city property. Hartman said the invoice for $10 has not been sent yet. Hartman said that DC Solar Solutions has not asked for its trailers back yet, furthermore, explaining Hartman's own actions, that they provide energy at no cost to the city and public. What is that people used to say about looking a gift horse in the mouth? Well, December 2018, the FBI froze Karpoff's bank accounts. United States Nevada State Attorney Nicholas Trudenich describes a civil action over fraud and money laundering allegations. DC Solar Freedom's website still promises to provide mobile solar generators to communities for use at no cost, explaining that DC Solar Freedom provides the $150,000 unit through a strategic partner lease with one of its sister companies, DC Solar Distribution, partnered with DC Solar Freedom to donate trailers. Well, DC Solar Freedom targeted colleges and universities in California and Ohio, and it looked to cities as well, too. It's going to be free energy, said Hartman from Arizona. We don't have to pay anything for it, excepting public shaming. ISM Raceway in Avondale hasn't fared as well. Signed DC Solar Solutions to be title sponsor of a spring NASCAR series in 2017 and 2018, owing $750,000, the track spokesman Rodney Sears won't comment on. Due to the ongoing legal proceedings, we are unable to provide any comments at this time. No comment before, after, and during proceedings is why more victims get fleeced. Embarrassment, shame, threat of legal action for breaking confidentiality. The relationship to car racing? ODC Solar Solutions sponsored several NASCAR Xfinity Series races 2018. The Karpoffs also owned a San Francisco Bay Area minor league baseball team, the Martinez Clippers, inaugural season in the Pacific Association of Professional Baseball Clubs. DC Solar Solutions sponsored Chip Ganassi Racing's NASCAR program, and DC Solar Solutions is prominent on the number 42 Chip Ganassi Racing Chevrolet. Kyle Larson drove in a NASCAR Xfinity Series race at Las Vegas Motor Speedway 2018. Chip Ganassi Racing's Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series cars 2018 on number 42 of Kyle Larson, on number 1 driven by Jamie McMurray 2018, driven by Kurt Busch 2019, slated to be the primary sponsor on CGR's number 42 Xfinity Series car Ross Chastain intends to drive, and title sponsor of Xfinity Series races at ISM and Las Vegas Motor Speedway 2018. DC Solar Solutions is a sponsor of Kyle Larson's Energy NASCAR Cup race team owned by Chip Ganassi Racing. Chip Ganassi said Jeff Karpoff played an important role in the signing of Ross Chastain to CGR. Chip Ganassi didn't see Chastain as his driver. Karpoff insisted he give him a chance. And after a brief three-race deal in 2018, Chastain now has a full-time ride for 2019. Chip Ganassi said, "Before Jeff pushed me into trying this guy out, I repeatedly told Jeff that he didn't know what he was talking about and to leave the drivers to me." Chip Ganassi's racing statement says, "On DC Solar Solutions' situation, are monitoring it closely." Team owner Chip Ganassi tweeted Ganassi's gut-wrenching decision due to lack of sponsorship funding for the Xfinity Series number 2, a championship-caliber team ceased operation. Drivers Kurt Busch, Carl Lawson, not affected. To be continued. So be good. Be back. Please subscribe to our podcast. Become a Patreon. Please visit our website, www.centerforcopyrightintegrity.com and www.thewallstreetwhistleblowers.com. Please LinkedIn. Everyone knows at least one other person a victim of Wall Street crime. We can lift this matter together into politics, where it should be for the next election cycle. You work too hard for someone you thought was a friend to live the life you never dreamed of, off your time invested and your dime earned. Share our podcast. Share your papers. I want to see them. The arbitrators, the lawyers, the agreement you signed. You have nothing to fear. Wall Street has everything to fear. Until next time.